Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning, for this is the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are excited because we have Him, the one who does not change, the creator of heaven and earth. He is our maker, and He has allowed us to see this day called today. And because He lives, we can face tomorrow. We are excited to have you at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. And today is January the 15th. It's right at the center of the month. It has been 2 weeks already in this year and this month, and it feels like a lot has happened. But we serve a mighty God, the one who does not change. So we are so excited. We're going to start by prayer. Internal wise God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who was, who is, and who is to come, the one who does not change. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see this new day. We thank you, Lord, the Son of God. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. Yes, we thank you, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. You are the one who said, call unto me and I will answer you. Yes, and I will show you great and mighty things in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you promised, Lord, that you will even show us things that we do not know, great and unsearchable things you will show us. So we thank you, Father God, this morning, for you came, Father God, to save the world, Father. For God, you sent your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank you, Father God, for everlasting life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, as mighty as you are, as great as you are. You still say to us, come, let us reason together. Yes, and Father, regardless, even if our sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Even if they are as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. So we thank you, Father God, for you are a giver of life. You are a reasonable God, a merciful God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, this morning, for there is no one like you. There is no any other God like you. We thank you for forgiving us of all our sins, Lord, according to your loving kindness, Lord, according to your multitude of tender mercies. You blot out, you wash away all our sins, all our transgressions. We honor you, Father God, this morning. Yes, for creating in us, Father, a clean heart, for renewing the right spirit within us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, for there is no one like you. Yes, for casting away, Father, all our sins. And we pray, Father God, that you do not remove us, Father, from your presence. We thank you, Father God, for filling us with your Holy Spirit, for your anointing, Lord, the anointing that breaks the yoke, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you give us that ability, that anointing, to share your goodness with the transgressors, Father, to share your word, to testify and share your word and win souls for the kingdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we show the sinners that Jesus is the Lord. We point them to the cross where you first loved us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, for your love is so big, it's so unconditional, because nothing, Father, nothing can separate us from your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, this morning we are persuaded, Father, we are persuaded that nothing can separate us from your love, even death or life. Yes, no angels or principalities or powers or things that are present or things that are to come, even the heights, Father, because your love can reach to the highest mountain. Even the depth, Father, cannot separate us from your love, because your love reaches to the deepest valley, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your love, the love that covers a multitude of sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father. We glorify your name this morning. We pray, Father God, for the status of our nation, the status of our country right now, Father. There is a lot of evil, a lot of confusion that is going on. We pray, Father God, rebuking all this disorder, the law breakers, the rioters, yes, those people, the promoters of hate and division, we come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. These agents of the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus, they have no power, they have no room. Let the justice prevail, the love of God prevail. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, because that's what you promised us in your word. Yes, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, yes, you said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then you, our heavenly Father, you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. So, Father, we humbly come before you on behalf of our nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, on behalf of nations, Lord, our local government, our national government and international government and the whole world, Father, it is in the palm of your hand. You are still in charge. You are still in control, regardless of what is going on, Father. So on behalf of our people, Father, we humbly come before you and we pray, Father, seeking your face, Lord, and turning away from our wicked ways, Lord. Thank you for hearing us from heaven, Father. Thank you for forgiving us our sins, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing our land. Thank you, Father, for healing our land, Lord. Thank you for restoring our land, Father God, for you are a God of restoration. You are a God of deliverance. You are a God who is able. There is nothing impossible with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you arise, O God, Arise, Father, and let all your enemies be scattered. Because we know when you arise, your enemies scatter, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for a peaceful transferring of power, yes, on this upcoming inauguration, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for peace, Father, in the land. Everyone and anybody who is trying to cause trouble and try to cause disorder and interruption of this transferring of power and just disturbing and just interfering with people's peace, we come against you, devil. The blood of Jesus is against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know, Father God, you are the one who watches over us, Lord. Because unless you watch over the city, the watchman watches in vain. Unless you protect and build the house, the builders build in vain. So we trust you. I know they have deployed men in and women in uniform to protect and try to maintain order. But we know true order comes from you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you protect each and everyone, Father. We pray right now, Father, believing and declaring that no life will be lost on this day of inauguration because of disorder of people, Father. You are the God who calms even the storm, Father. The winds, they obey you, Father. How about your people, your creation, the ones you created in your own image? They obey you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you touch the hearts of men and women, even those who are in the position of leadership, Father. We just pray that there will be order, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone in their respective positions, starting with the executive office, Father, the current executive office, the president, the vice president, and their cabinet, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is not new. This is not the first time. And Father God, nothing surprises you. Nothing catches you by surprise, because you are an all-knowing God. You are an ever-present God. You know everything. You are everywhere because you are an omnipresent God. So we pray, Father God, for the executive branch, the legislative branch, the Senate, the House of Representatives, and our judicial branch, Father, the Supreme Court and the lower and upper courts, everyone, Father, the Congress, everyone, be in order and do what needs to be done in the mighty name of Jesus in an orderly fashion, Father. We pray for all our military community, all the branches, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for you reign, Lord. You reign. You are in charge, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the restoration. We thank you for the peace, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for fighting our battles, Father. It looks like we have all this, the pandemic, the health issues, the economy is not doing well. The pandemic also in our government, Father. But you are in charge. You are in control. We trust you, Father, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, then some trust in their positions of authority or who they know or who, where they live. But this morning, Father, we trust you. We remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. So we run to you, Father. We run to you, Lord. We hide, Father, under your wings, Father. We hide. We cover ourselves. We cover our nation with the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do us no harm. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we know No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, that shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because we know the battle is not ours. The battle is yours, Father, and we are already winners. We are already victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, for the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal, Father, but they are mighty. They are strong. Yes, to the pulling down of this stronghold. So in the name of Jesus, we pull down this stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your healing power, Lord. The healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, there are so many people who are not feeling well, those who are sick, Father, in their bodies. You are our healer, and those who are being tormented by this demon of COVID, Lord, we pray for their healing power, Father, for the healing power of the blood of Jesus. For you, Father God, you were wounded for our transgressions, and you were bruised, Lord, for our iniquities, and the chastisement, yes, of our peace, Father, was upon you, Lord Jesus. And this morning, Father, we say, by your stripes, we are healed. So I thank you, Father God, for your healing power, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for my family, Lord, all these family members who have been attacked by this demon of COVID, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I see you, Father God, that you are a mighty God. You are our defender, Lord. You are our healer, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, the blood of Jesus that does not lose its power. The blood of Jesus that does not expire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Even anyone and everyone under the sound of my voice who is not feeling well, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to touch and heal them, Father. You are a God of restoration, Father. Restore their healthy back, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, Father. You heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus, any disease, Father, any sickness, mentally, Father, emotionally, Lord, yes, physical sicknesses, even spiritual sicknesses, some are being attacked by generational curses and these demonic powers being invaded in their bodies and in their minds, in their lives, by these demonic powers. But Father God, you still heal. You heal. The blood of Jesus reaches there. So we release the blood of Jesus. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Financial diseases, Father. The thief, the enemy, stealing all the resources of mankind. And the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, Father. Silver and gold belongs to you. We pray, Father, this morning that you sustain your people, Father. I pray, Father God, for the healing of families, the relationships, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we forgive one another and love one another. In the name of Jesus, give us a kind heart, Father, a compassionate with each other, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, as a family, for family members to forgive each other, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because some of these sicknesses are caused by stress, Lord. They are caused by unforgiveness. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, for healing. Even all these cancerous diseases that are attacking people. Yes, whether it's sugar diabetes, Father, whether it's high blood pressure, whatever it is, whether it's cancer of the organs, of the lungs, of the bladder, even if the one that goes in the bones, I just pray, Father, all manner of diseases for healing, but above all, Father, for deliverance, yes, for salvation, that people come to salvation, Father. They confess their sins and turn away from their wicked ways in the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So I pray for salvation, Father. Draw them, Father. Draw them unto you. We call forth, Father, our brothers and sisters from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Yes, draw them, Father. Touch their hearts, Lord. Give them a heart of flesh, a soft heart, that when they hear your voice, Father, they will not harden their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your deliverance. I thank you for your salvation. I thank you for your healing, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I release, Father God, your comforting Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. We have so many family members, Father, including mine, who lost their loved ones through this pandemic, and some they lost their loved ones with other sicknesses or diseases, some by accident. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever, wherever, where they left us, Father, I just pray, releasing your comforting Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, to comfort each and everyone who is going through time of sadness and grief right now. There is no word in human dictionary that can comfort. Only you, the Holy Spirit, the one, our Lord, you said, I leave unto you, I give unto you. Yes, the one who comes with peace, packaged in peace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the only Holy Spirit who can minister to humankind, even after the midnight hour when everything else shuts down, but Holy Spirit always in motion, always working. I thank you, Father God, for comforting your people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you praise this morning. And anything and everything that is out of order in our lives, I pray, Father God, that you bring order. You are an orderly God. You are not an author of confusion, but you are a God of order. You are a God of peace. I pray, Father God, that you bless each and every one, Father, every family represented here. I pray for your blessings, Father. And I continue, Father, and thank you for protecting and shielding my children, Father God, for praise for Abraham, Queen, and my grandkids, Jaden and Dominic, Father. I cover them with the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them will prosper, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that my children will only go where your grace is, Father, as you promised me in your word, that all my children will be taught by you, and great is their peace. I thank you, Father God, for being my children's teacher and giving them peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, and every child, every grandchild represented here this morning, I pray, Father God, that you guide them and with your counsel, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will only hear the voice of a good shepherd, the voice of our Lord, not the voice of a stranger. They will not follow, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that our children will always, always choose you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and have a personal relations with you, Father. Even those who look and feel as though they have gone astray, Father, we keep on praying and interceding for them and believing, Father, for their coming back home, that they come to their senses, Father, in the name of Jesus, and come back home. We honor you, Lamb of God. We glorify your name and consider it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. And we do apologize for a little technical issues earlier this morning, but we thank God for each and every one of you who are here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance. And we are excited with what God is doing, even though the enemy, you know, he might try to roar like a lion and try to make himself known that he is there, but he is not. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, the one who, when he roars, fire, yes, comes out of his mouth, the fire that burns all sin and drought. For our God is a consuming fire, in the name of Jesus. So this morning, we are going to go ahead and get in the Word of God. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to encourage you to get a piece of paper, a pen and paper, a pencil and paper. I'm going to give you some scriptures, but we will read one of it. I grabbed a different Bible, but it is well. It is well. Which version is this? This is a King James version. Let's start with the book of John, the gospel. The book of John, John chapter 1. John chapter 1. We are going to read just a few verses, just five verses, right on the center, verses 29. We'll start on verse 29 to 34. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. This is he who of whom I said, after me come a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it adore upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. This is John. We all know who John is. John the Baptist, the one who lived in the wilderness and baptizing and preached the gospel of repentance. And so at this particular few verses we just read, it's John talking, and he is saying, you know, so this is John's testimony. This is what he saw, and this is he's telling us and telling the world that, you know, on this particular day, Jesus came toward him, and John was, you know, still being John, baptizing people, and he was in the water and baptizing people, and he saw Jesus coming toward him. And as soon as he saw him, he knew, and he started shouting and telling the crowd around him and telling the world around him and said, look, the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I told you about. I'm just paraphrasing. This is the one I meant. This is the one I told you about, that there is a man who comes after me. But although he's coming after me, he already surpasses me. He was already before me. Because he was already before me, but he's coming after me. And some people got confused and say, what is going on? Why is he saying that? And he continues and said, I myself did not know him. But the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed. Not only revealed to you, the few people around here, but he will be revealed to the world. He will be revealed to the children, to Israel. And as John was giving his testimony, he said, when he saw Jesus, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove, and it remained on him. He's telling these people and said, when he baptized this Jesus, he saw the Spirit coming from heaven, and it descended like a dove, and it landed on him. And then John continued, and he said, on verse 33, and I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down on him, this person whom you see, this Holy Spirit that is coming down like a dove and landing on him, this particular man baptized with the Holy Spirit. And John testified and said, I saw him, I have seen him, the God's chosen one. So this morning we want to talk about this man named Jesus. And as I promised you, I am going to give you some scriptures, and they are not in any order. And hopefully you get a chance and you will go back and read them. But I want us to focus on our Savior, this man, Jesus, whom John testified that this man, I saw him, and he is the one who sent me. I am paving a way for him. Although I am paving a way for him, but he was already there before I was. And John said, I am baptizing with water, but the one who comes, this man I'm talking about, and his name is Jesus, he baptizes with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost. This is our Savior. This is our God. And this is the same man. This is the same Jesus. In the book of Revelation chapter 19, on verse 11, who John the Revelator saw him, and he called him faithful and true. This Jesus, he is faithful and he is true. He's a truth God, a true God. He's a faithful God. And this same John, the John whom we are talking about, in the book of John, in chapter 10, verse 11, he calls him a good shepherd. All these are names of Jesus. This is the God we serve. This is the Jesus we serve. The one who walked on water. This is the Jesus we serve, the one who is able to do anything and everything that man cannot do. He is a good shepherd. On John 10, verse 11, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And on Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, he is the great high priest. Jesus, the Son of God, he is the great high priest. On Ephesians 1, verse 22, he is the head of the church. And imagine this Jesus, this powerful Jesus, the name that is above all names, the name that when you call, things change. The name that when you call, those things that are out of order come in order. He is the head of church, and he is our Savior. He is the one who lives in us, the one who is great, the one the Word of God says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And on Acts chapter 4, when you read verses 29 to 30, he is the Holy Servant. This Jesus, he is the Holy Servant, the great I am, as John 8:58 says, I am. Truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am Jesus, Emmanuel. Isaiah saw him in Isaiah 7:14, that Emmanuel, God with us, when he said unto us, a son is born unto us. Yes, a son is born, and the government is upon his shoulders, and he is called Emmanuel. He is an indescribable gift. He is a gift. And we thank God, the second Corinthians 9:15, that Jesus, he is also an incredible gift. He is a gift that God gave us. Even if sometimes we don't appreciate it, but God gave us, and he's a giver of good gifts. He is the judge in Acts chapter 10, verse 42. He's the one our God appointed as judge, and he will judge the living and the dead. He will judge everything and everyone. That's who he is, the King of Kings. It's also mentioned in Revelation 17:14 that he is the King of Kings. Even if the world will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of Lords, he is the King of Kings. And those who are with him will be called the chosen ones, the faithful ones. So he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. As mighty, as kingly as he is also the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sins of the world. That's why we just read right here that Jesus, he is the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world. He is the light of the world. John 8, verse 12, he is the light of the world. And Revelation also says in Revelation 5:5 that he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. That we need not to weep anymore. Weep no more, no more weeping. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. He is our God, mighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Deliverer. He delivers us. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11 says, Lord of all, he is the Lord of all, Jesus, the mediator. It's 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. He is our mediator. For there is one God, the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. This Jesus, he is our mediator. He intercedes for us before the Father. And he also is in us. That's how magnificent he is. That's how awesome he is. The Messiah. The one mentioned in John, if you have continued on the where we read on verse 41, on this same chapter, John 1, on verse 41, it talks about Jesus, that he is the Messiah. He said that we have found him. We have found the Messiah. That is the Christ. We have found him. Brothers and sisters, for us to be here, we found him, the Messiah. The mighty one of God, we found him. The one Isaiah 66 calls him also the mighty one of God, the Savior. He says, then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. He is mighty. He is a good God. The one who sets us free. We were bound in sin, sinking in sin, and he sets us free. That's John 8, verse 36. And he says, so if the Son of Man sets you free, you will be free indeed. Regardless of all this restlessness, regardless of all this commotion, all these disorders, men against men, fathers against their sons, sons against their fathers, mothers and daughters, all brothers and sisters, all this commotion. But our Savior, he set us free. In the midst of all this disorder, he set us free. He is the one who set us free, the Son of God, the Son of the living God. He is our hope. Our hope is in Christ. Even Timothy testifies in 1 Timothy 1 verse 1. Christ Jesus, our hope. He is our hope. Our hope is in him. He is the giver of hope. He is our peace. He is our peace. Ephesians 2:14. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the middle part of partition, the dividing wall of hostility. He is the one who gives us peace. And many kinds are trying to rebuild that middle part of partition. Many kinds trying to divide people, to bring disorder. Look where it takes us. Look what it gets us to. But our God, he is a peace giver. The peace that surpasses all understanding. He's the great prophet. And Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor. You know, people they didn't honor him, but that doesn't remove his prophetic. He is our prophet. Mark chapter 6, verse 4. And on Job 19:25, he is our Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. He is our Redeemer. He is a risen Lord. That Christ who died for our sins and was buried. And on the third day, he rose again, the scripture says. The grave could not contain him. The grave could not keep him. He is alive. He is our risen Savior. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. He is our risen Lord, our risen Savior. He is our rock, Jesus. He is our rock. And it's on the same 1 Corinthians, but in chapter 10, verse 4. He is our rock, our solid rock. All other sands, they are sinking sand, but he is our solid rock. He sacrificed for our sins. He sacrificed for our sins, as 1 John 4:10. This love, he gave us love to sacrifice for our sins. Even though we didn't love him, we didn't know him, he first loved us with an unconditional love. If we look around us, everyone wants to make a deal with you. You do this and I will do that for you. You do this and I will do that for you. But not our God. He loved us. He gave us the unconditional love, sacrificial love. He loved us. He loves us even sometimes we do not love ourselves, but he still loves us. He is our Savior. The one who was born in the city of David, our Savior, the Christ, our Lord, who is described, who Luke says on Luke 2:11, for unto us is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's who he is. That's who he is, Christ the Lord, our Savior. And Luke continued to say, the Son of Man, although he is the Son of Man, he came to seek and to save that which was lost, that which is lost. Luke 19:10, he is the Son of Man. And Luke 1:32, he is the Son of the Most High. The Son of the Most High. He will be called Great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. That's the one who is in us. The mighty God, the he is the resurrection and the life. Jesus. John 11:25, he is the resurrection and the life. And he said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in. That's John 10:9. So he is the door. He is our entrance. He is the way. John also says on John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is Jesus, the one we serve, the one who saved us. As I was talking with someone yesterday, I said, I truly believe serving Jesus has saved me. Where will I be if it wasn't for Jesus, the Savior, the way, the truth, and the life? He was there from the beginning. John 1:1 says, in the beginning there was a word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And Jesus, he is the word. He was there in the beginning. Even where we have read, John said, he is the one whom I'm coming before, but he was already there. I am here today, but he was there already. For me to come before, it's kind of confusing, but he is before the creation of the world. He was there. He is the word. He is the true vine. John 15:1, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. He is the husbandman, but I am the vine. And the Bible says, if we are connected, if we stay on this vine, we will get life. But if we get ourselves disconnected, we'll lose life, we'll dry out and be stepped and die off. And the Bible says when you dry out, you'll be like wood. You are picked and put in the fire. And Jesus, he is the true vine. He is the truth. He said when you receive him, he is the truth. And when you know the truth will set us free.
Mm-hmm.
He is the truth. And when you know that, it will set us free. It sets us free. He is the one who set us free. The one Isaiah mentioned. I'm going to end up with this one, Isaiah 9:6. Because he is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the one Isaiah saw and announced and said unto us, a son is born unto us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor. He's not just that counselor who just sits there and let you talk and let you revisit your past or whatever the counselors, what they do there. But this one, he's wonderful, wonderful counselor, the mighty God. He's not just God, but he is a mighty God, a wonderful counselor, an everlasting Father. I don't know about you. But our earthly fathers, they are not everlasting. They pass away. They die. But this God, this Jesus, he is everlasting. And he is the one who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is forever present. The one who goes with us. Even if we go in the fire, he's right there with us. The fire will not burn us because he's there. Even the water will not flood us, will not wash us away. He's there, everlasting Father, the omnipresent God. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. That's our God. That's Jesus, the Lord of Lords. The one, when we lift up our eyes unto the hills, when we lift them up unto the mountains, as some said in Psalm 121, that when we do that, when we lift them up, that's where our help comes from. Because our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He is the one who is the maker of heaven and earth. He is our God. And this morning, brothers and sisters, we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells in the secret place of this Most High God, the one who dwells in the secret place of this mighty God, this wonderful counselor, this Prince of Peace. When you abide under the shadow of this almighty God, this morning we say he is our Lord, he is our refuge, our fortress, our God, and we trust him. We trust him. We depend on him.
Okay.
Because he is our Lord. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord, our God, our refuge, our high priest. Even if the evil come before us, they will not hate us. They will not hate us because he will send his angels to charge over us, to defend us. For the Lord is our defender. He is our God. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the everlasting God, We thank him this morning. We honor him this morning. I thank you, Father God, for your word. I thank you for the privilege and the time you have given us. And I thank you, Father God, that you continue to bless us and making every crooked way straight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I leave this time to Pastor Darlene. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for this word today that we will focus on Jesus. He is so many wonderful things to and for us. And if we just focus on Jesus and not on the things around us, we will be wonderful. We will be all right. And it's already all right because God is on our side and he is in us now. And he takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. So, Pastor Scholastica, we really appreciate you and what you shared this morning. And we are at the top of the hour. I thank the Lord for just having an opportunity when the other station was not working. We were able to come to this platform to continue and do our prayer session today. So, you know, God is good, and we just had that backup going on. And I appreciate everyone who joined us over here today. And I pray that you will have an awesome weekend and look forward to what the Lord has in store for you for this entire year, for your families. And I make a declaration right now that as we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our hearts. I decree that our families are blessed and we cannot be cursed. We are anointed to do God's work. And we decree this morning that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I believe that the Lord is here with us and he will never turn his back on us. So just trust in the Lord no matter what is going on. We will keep our eyes on him and keep focused on Jesus Christ and what he did. He did great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And
amen.
Every one of us, let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds' feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. And remember, we are workers together with him. I love you all. Talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, You can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.